sharing gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. The telephone number to be with me on the show is, same as always, one number you need to remember and use, 1-866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. If you'd like our newsletter that covers one subject at a time related to this natural organic approach to life, you can get it. It's free. Just send us your email address and tell us to put you on the list, or you can fill out the little form that's on the website on dirtdoctor.com. Just click on the button that says newsletter and join the fun there. This hour is brought to you by Crazy Water and Garrett Juice Pro. DrinkCrazyWater.com is the website there. You can sign up for their newsletter, find out what's going on about this wonderful mineral water that I drink a lot of, and I think it's just terrific. It comes from Mineral Wells, Texas, and it's loaded. They have several different concentrations, 1 through 4. I like the one that has the most minerals in it. It has an interesting flavor to me. I use it in, I don't drink sports drinks. I don't think they're very good for you, for one thing, but they have a lot of salt and a lot of sugar and a lot of things that I'm not too wild about. And so I use the mineral water as a sports drink, really. And it kind of fills you up. I mean, it's more than just drinking filtered water that doesn't have any minerals at all. It's a big, big difference. It's called Crazy Water. It's drinkcrazywater.com. The Garrett Juice Pro is the latest iteration of Garrett Juice, and it was designed to be used by the landscape industry and the golf course industry by a company that's here in Texas, Italy, Texas, and Waxahachie, and they're already in the business of helping golf courses and commercial people around the country. But it is going to be available. You heard Andrea talk about the fact that it is in the Gecko Hardware store now and can be bought direct. But the main thing that we'd like for you to do is to recommend it to your stores in your area so it can be brought in on a wholesale basis and made available to all the people that listen to the show and are getting into organics. GarrettJuicePro.com is where you can go right now to get more information about it. It's brand new, hot off the press. We've got an open line if you want to jump on here at 866-444-3478. Sue in Grosbeck, Texas, next up. Hello, Sue.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
We've had some really large trees we've lost this summer, and I was listening earlier that you suggested it might be to the drought. These trees are quite old. They're anywhere from 3 to 4 foot in diameter, and back in March we had a pretty high wind, and it uprooted one of them, and it was like it didn't have any roots, and it was green, and it just fell over. But now, since it started really getting hot, we've lost 3 huge trees like this, and I just didn't know if we need to start, you know, putting mulch around them as you were suggesting to several other people, or.
Well, the mulch will help, Sue, but the first thing to do if you really want to make an impact on these trees is to get some moisture on them. You're going to find that if you probe the soil, like I was talking to that first caller about this subject, you're going to find that down below 6 inches in the soil, there may be a little moisture up on the top few inches, but down below that is where the drought has really injured the trees. It's gotten dry deep in the ground, and it's killed the roots. That's why you're seeing no roots when they topple over. It's getting so dry, they're desiccating, drying out, and dying. So getting the soil back moist is the key. And what that means is if it's in a wild, you know, native forest area and you can't get water to them, there's nothing you can do except pray for rain.
Yeah.
And put out lava sand and some mulch, like you suggested there, to help hold what moisture we get from rains and is already there. But to reverse the problem that the trees are in, you've got to put hoses, and this is a case where soaker hoses would make sense, and let them run for a couple of days or three and really, really soak down deeply into the ground.
Right. Well, like you say, they're out a good ways from the house, so
yeah,
that wouldn't be a possibility. What about if we just took and somehow or another rigged up like a 55-gallon drum? Would that be enough water?
Well, anything you can do is going to help, but when it's a big tree, like you're suggesting, 4 foot diameter trunk, that means the root system, well, whatever the drip line is, just figure 3 to 4 times that width is the root system. And so you're talking about a lot of area there that contains roots of that tree. So a 55-gallon barrel of water is going to do you some good in fairly small spots. But if that's all you can do, I'd recommend it. I'd also recommend that you buy some lava sand and put out lava sand in a broadcast fashion in the area where the trees are. There's nothing that will hold moisture. It'll actually absorb it out of the air. It's, you know, it'll suck it in right out of the air and hold it. Again, we're talking about the surface now. The lava sand won't do you any good down in the soil where we got the big problem. But long term, it'll help the plants around the trees and the feeder roots that are up close to the surface of the soil if you put a lot of lava sand out on the surface of the soil.
Well, where we live, it is a sandy area, but right before when I start seeing a few of the leaves start turning brown,
mm-hmm.
Before the whole tree leaves turn brown, I've noticed ants in it, and so I didn't know if I had a problem with wood ants.
No, the ants are just coming in as a secondary thing. They have nothing to do with the problem at hand. And back to your comment that you have sandy soil, it's more important to put out lava sand on sandy soil than it is on clay.
Okay.
Because what it's doing that's the most important is that it's holding moisture. And the sandy soil has a bigger problem with that than clay does.
Okay, so would I have to wet this lava sand down?
Nope, just put it out. Just put it to broadcast it like fertilizer.
Ranchers, do you know anybody in our area that carries that?
Well, any nursery or any feed store can get it. I mean, it's
okay.
A very common commodity. I've been recommending it for a long time. I had a hard time getting it here in the beginning. It comes from New Mexico, but it is all the stores have it now. Plus the fact you could do a web search for lava sand, and I forgot the name of the main company there that sells it now. You can actually buy it direct from New Mexico from the mines. They'll ship it in tractor trailer loads, and it doesn't cost very much. The only thing that costs anything is the shipping. But if you've got a lot of acreage, this is for everybody listening, if you have a lot of acreage to treat, and ranchers are telling me they're getting great results putting out about a ton per acre, that's a way you can go too. At the stores, you'll be buying it in 50-pound bags.
Right.
Okay.
Well, our house, I'm trying to preserve mostly the trees around the house. Like I said, we got about 50 to 75 acres, but I can't preserve everything. So.
Well, on those, they're going to be dried down deep in the ground too. So let your hoses run for a long time, really soak those roots, unless you get some substantial rains here in the near future.
Yeah, I don't look to see that either. Okay, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling. It's a common problem. We're getting more and more calls about it. And the worst tree that's being affected is the native post oak in this part of the country. And, of course, that's where it's happening the most down here through the south. And Texas is kind of the epicenter of this drought still today. Open line at 866-444-3478. Here's Jack in Lorena. Jack?
I've got a red oak tree that may be kind of in the same situation this previous lady was. She's still listening. I know she's not too far from Waco, and Barrera's nursery in Waco has that lava sand.
Has a lava sand? Okay.
Yeah. And but I've got a red oak that had planted back in 97. I've actually got some pictures of it on the tree forum.
On dirtdoctor.com. Are you on a speakerphone, Jack?
Yeah, I'm on a hands-free deal on my car.
Okay. I'll take a look at the pictures when I have a minute on the site. What do you want me to give you a tip on what was going on?
It weathered that.
Tell you what, hang on. Let me talk to you off the air, and I'll fill everybody in on it after that. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. I'll be back. Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to asktheplant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's asktheplant.com or call 956-383-0739.
Last summer, mosquitoes carrying West Nile virus struck with a vengeance. Now it is time to protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito donks and mosquito bits. Summit Mosquito Donks and Mosquito Bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite, and they are safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito Donks and Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
At Natural Organic Warehouse, you get more than just affordable products for your farm, landscapes, ranch, or home. You also get practical field-based advice on how to best solve problems. That's because we're growers too. It's our advice that sets us apart from other product providers. Get the products and the advice you need by visiting naturalorganicwarehouse.com or call us at 888-998-9669. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com, 888-998-9669. Better, cleaner, sustainable choices.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle. Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth. Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth. Vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth. Animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth. Animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth. Children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth. Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. In the open line, if you want to jump on here real quickly at 1-866-444-3478. I will talk to Jack just a little bit more off the air. And sure enough, he has pictures in the tree forum on our website. If you go to the button there that says forums, it's the chat rooms. And then there's a whole bunch of different subjects, and you go under plants, and you go into the tree forum. His specific one, if you want to go look at it, because it's kind of interesting, is red oak issues. And I told him I'd look at it and see if I see anything else, and I do. He's done one thing that's really almost remarkable. Of all the people that I tell to expose the root flare, generally people don't do it enough. He may have done it a little bit too much, and it's impossible to really do it too much. But in his case, he went not only as far as he needed to go, but a little bit farther than that. It shows some of the big buttress roots fused together, and I think he was concerned about that. That's not a big deal. If you've seen the photographs that I've put on the website, and we did in a newsletter of a couple of the really big trees that we exposed dramatically at our house. We have a live oak where great big roots have fused together, and I've left them that way. I think they look kind of cool. But the real thing, I hope Jack is still listening, I think he will be, is that I'm almost positive that his tree is a mixed breed tree that's got a lot of pin oak blood in it. And the way you can tell from the photographs, if you look at the photographs of the close-ups, well, even the overall, it doesn't have the perfect central leader, which is often a dead giveaway for pin oak, and that's why I think it's a mixed breed instead of a pure pin oak, and it doesn't have the pointed top as much. It's got a little bit more of a candelabra open effect, but if you look close at the branches, the two shots that he has, you notice the twigs are real short, like pins. Well, that's where the pin oak term comes from. And if you look at trees that are pin oaks, if you live in sandy, acid soil somewhere that are doing well, you can see these pins, of course. And if you live in clay soils, you might be having trouble with your red oak and yellowing and that sort of thing, like we've talked about on the new park on Woodall Rogers downtown Dallas. but it looks like that's the case here. Jack, if you want to call back and talk about anything further about it, we can. But if you have clay soil, if you have alkaline soil there where you are near Waco, and you could have sandy soil or clay soil basically where you are, but if you have clay soil, I'm afraid that what you're dealing with there is a mixed breed tree, and you can keep doing the organic amendments and keep it looking fairly good, but it's never going to be perfectly healthy if I am correct and it has pin oak blood in it. It's just not ever going to adapt to alkaline soil. Daryl, wish I had better news. Daryl in Lancaster next up with his snake herd. Hello, Daryl.
Good morning, Howard.
Want to talk about birds today, though, huh?
Yeah, well, last year, see, there's a huge cedar break about 500 yards from me. And last year they roosted quite a bit north of it. And I'm actually told that it's unusual for them to pick cedar trees. And they really did sort of completely change the look of that part of that. I mean, not that it's anybody's important land at the moment, apparently, but this time they moved a lot further north. And so I literally have them about 200 yards from me, the whole rookery.
Now we're talking about egrets, right?
Yes, yeah, mm-hmm. They're egrets. And I can stand in the middle of the field and not be in the middle of it and therefore not violating federal law, you know, walking into the rookery. But I mean, I can stand right there and look at them. And it's funny, too, because on Saturday morning, yesterday morning, my brother-in-law had bought my mom a balloon ride, and we finally got to take it. It was for her birthday in January. So we flew the air from southeast Waxahachie up to a field in Middle Othian.
Cool.
It was gorgeous, and to see them flying from above was really amazing. So, I am literally surrounded in these animals, so which means – this year, I mean, last year I rescued, I think, 14 of them to take to Kathy's Rehab Center.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to be there for the release of them in the fall. That was amazing to actually be able to let go of a bird and see it feel the air of freedom under its wings for the first time. That's really cool. And, you know, to watch them circle around and all that. But I would imagine I'm going to get inundated in, you know, dehydrated and heat distressed and whatever babies. I'll be putting out a couple of kiddie pools full of water, which means I'm probably going to get buried in babies. but you really still need to come down. I need to show you around the rehab center.
Let's try to do that in the next week or so. Just give me a shout and let me know what your schedule is, and we'll try to get together. I'd like to see it and get some pictures, get more pictures up on all parts of the website and Facebook and everything else.
Well, and I'd like to make it tied into the whole don't spray the mosquitoes thing, because that's really a spot. Well, and so is mine. If you spray my neighborhood, you're poisoning protected animals.
Sure.
And speaking of birds, there they are.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling, and let's do get together this week or sometime very soon, okay?
Right,
appreciate the call. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. I'll be back.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. George Zimmerman, a free man this morning after a jury cleared the neighborhood watch volunteer late last night of all charges in the fatal shooting of Trayvon Martin. Despite the acquittal, his brother tells CNN that Zimmerman is going to be, quote, looking over his shoulder the rest of his life. Police, public officials, and civil rights leaders urging protesters angry over the acquittal in the killing of Martin not to resort to violence. There were mostly peaceful protests overnight in Florida, Milwaukee, Washington, Atlanta, and other cities. The coroner in Vancouver, British Columbia, says she doesn't have much information yet on what caused the death of actor Corey Monteith. He played Finn Hudson in the hit TV series Glee. And Syria's main Western-backed opposition says 200 civilians are trapped in a mosque in a suburb of the Syrian capital today as fighting rages outside. This is SRN News.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's hit show Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-225-1539, for your free flipping formula book and two DVD quick start guide. Just pay processing. That's 800-225-1539. 800-225-1539.
With S Word Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The defending World Series champions have had a disappointing year, 7 games under .500 and losing 19 of their last 27. But Tim Lincecum gave Giant fans something to cheer about last night, tossing his first no-hitter in a 9-0 win at San Diego. Giants catcher Buster Posey points out that Lincecum threw 148 pitches during the game, the second most thrown in the no-hitter since 1988.
You know, he threw 40 pitches in the bullpen before the game and then 8 pitches every inning. So if you add those up, you're looking at over 200 pitches. It takes a toll on your body. So for him to be able to continue to execute pitches is remarkable.
Zach Greinke retired his first 13 batters before finishing with a two-hitter for a win in his fifth straight victory as the Dodgers beat Colorado 1-0. L.A. manager Don Mattingly says he could tell Greinke wanted to go the distance.
Obviously, Zach was really good. He came in after the eighth. He was the first hitter. I could just tell right away. I said, "How you doing? You all right?" And he's like, "I'm good. I got it."
Dodgers stay 2.5 behind West Leader Arizona, who beat Milwaukee 5-4. This is Esrin Sports. Atlanta beat Cincinnati 5-2, while Washington fell to Miami 2-1 in 10 innings. The Nationals fall 7 games behind the Braves. It was the Cubs 6-4 over the Cardinals, while Pittsburgh downed New York 4-2. The Pirates pull back into first-place tie with St. Louis atop the Central. In the American League, Texas beat Detroit 7-1. It was Oakland 3-0 over Boston. The A's stay a game ahead of Texas atop the West. Cleveland beat Kansas City 5-3. The Indians back within a game and a half of Central leader Detroit. Tampa Bay down Houston 4-3. Rays relief pitcher Jake McGee says things have come together during their run of 16 wins in 20 games.
Everything's been doing well. We've been hitting. We've been pitching. Bullpen starters. You know, it just feels good. And we're all having fun.
Minnesota beat New York 4-1. It was Toronto 7-3 over Baltimore. Seattle 6, the LA Angels nothing. Interleague play saw the White Sox and Philly split a doubleheader. Chicago won the first game 5-4 in 11 innings. Philadelphia the second 2-1 in 13 innings. Michael Allen is still the leader after the third round of the U.S. Senior Open at 8-under. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Voss.
Okay, Howard Garrett, back with you. Telephone number 866-444-3478. We have a visitor from the West, Sherry Herrera DeFry with Arbico. Hello, Sherry.
Hey there, Howard. How are you doing today?
Doing good. How you been?
Really well, thank you. You know, it's wonderful here in Arizona now that we start to get those thunderstorms.
Well, I wonder what the weather was doing out there. Have you had the 120 degrees
yet? Oh, my gosh. It's been so darn hot. We got up to about 115 for a few days. Now it's tolerable. It doesn't seem to mitigate the insects, though. They're always a problem.
Well, I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show, but I met a new insect for me at my office this week. It's a little bitty cicada, about the size of a honeybee or smaller. I've never seen one before. I looked it up real quickly, and it's apparently called a prairie cicada. Do you get many calls about such a little beast?
Every now and then we do. You know, they're generally they're not problematical, although when they do show up in large numbers, they do a lot of damage, you know, to roots. So for those who are listening, if you do have a cicada problem, you know, you do want to be aware that they can cause trouble to plants. And our nematodes work really well getting rid of the larval stage. So.
Yeah, great. Yeah,
yep, but we don't hear about it too often. Of course, you know, we heard a lot about the 17-year cicada.
Yeah, those big ones,
back east. Yeah. But those guys, they're not really something to be, you know, frightened about. They come and go pretty fast, and And that's something that we don't really hear too many people complaining about. But every now and then, they can get out of control.
I tell people a lot that if you use a natural organic program, you're still going to have some pests pop up from time to time, but you're not going to have as much pressure as the people that are still mistakenly using the synthetic fertilizers and toxic pesticides.
Absolutely. And, you know, and the reason for that, as you know, Howard, is that when we use those synthetic products, we kill everything.
Right.
And so we want to be working with things that will just work on a particular stage of development and not harm the beneficials that also are out there working to keep pest issues down.
Well, your beneficial nematodes are such a high quality. I really am a huge fan. We've had some questions today, and we've even dealt with this a little bit at our place with dogs with itches and no fleas apparent. I think in some cases it'll be other insects, no-see-ums and small kinds of things. In some cases it might be just allergies to grass or dog food that's being used or whatever. But y'all have quite a few pet products to help people with those issues as well, don't you?
We sure do. We have a whole section on pet care, organic pet care, and in particular for pets that are sensitive, like you say, no-see-ums or allergy issues. A lot of times we're not really sure what's out there. So I like to back up everything as you were talking about with nematodes, making sure that we've got a good supply of beneficial nematodes out in the yard, so we can make sure things like fleas and ticks are kept under control. And then we've got this whole line of other products, shampoos and repellents and whatnot, that are just great for the animals, even things that the animals can eat. Yeast and garlic bits, for example, that'll help ward off pests. I mean, the big one right now that's coming around, of course, are mosquitoes. And mosquitoes vector heartworms. And, you know, I had a dog that died of heartworms one time when we lived in overseas, you know, in Panama, where we have terrible mosquito problems. So people don't want to lose their pets to those kinds of things.
I had a couple of questions about heartworm treatment this week. Do you sell a heartworm treatment?
We don't have a treatment in particular, but we certainly sell the biological mosquito control. Mm-hmm. And this is a bacteria, and I know you talk about it on the show a lot. It's a bacteria that you sprinkle outside any place where water is going to collect when it rains, and of course where water is collecting, and that certainly does a great job keeping the mosquitoes away. I mean, it's really going to be a problem this year, so everybody should be thinking about mosquitoes because they are the bad guys when it comes to heartworms.
Well, not only do I recommend spraying a liquid form of BTI all over the whole property, because there's little micro breeding spots all over the place, you know, that stay wet when you're irrigating and when you have heavy landscaping like I do. But I've done something kind of different this year. I came up with an idea. I think one of the listeners maybe suggested one day, asked me what I thought about it, and I thought it was a good idea and have tried it. I keep about two or three sometimes bucket, 5-gallon buckets of water, full of water and stagnant on purpose, back in the dog run area near the bamboo forest, where it's a haven for mosquitoes. And I throw some of the mosquito bits in the water. So I form it, my theory is you create kind of a trap for the mosquitoes. They're attracted to the water, and when they lay their eggs in that water, it kills them.
It's a great idea. And, you know, that is a perfect trapping system. And you know, you're luring them to the perfect place that they like to hang out and breed, and then away they go. So
well, you know,
right.
That's
brilliant, Howard.
You can see the wigglers really easily in water, you know, if mosquitoes are breeding, and I've kept an eye on these three to see if, you know, I maybe was mistaken, and I haven't seen one single living wiggler in these three buckets of water yet, so...
Well, it sounds like the bacteria is doing a great job, And I love the idea of the liquid. You know, we just started offering that per your suggestion. And so
it's a great product. Yeah.
Yeah, that stuff is great. We've got a lot of people getting great results with it. And so, and not only just the heartworms, of course, we've got, you know, there's West Nile virus, there's equine virus, there's all kinds of encephalitis that get vectored by mosquitoes. So it's time to take caution and, you know, be proactive.
And where can you buy all these products? It's arbico-organics.com, or you can call them, and that telephone number is
800-SOS-BUGS. How can you forget that?
800-SOS-BUGS
or 800-827-2847. Thanks so much, Howard, for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
You bet, and we'll talk soon. We need to get caught up on several things, so
that's
I'll see
right.
you soon.
Take care.
Bye-bye, Sherry.
Bye-bye now.
That's Sherry Herrera DeFry with Arbico, and it's arbico-organics.com. You can call them at 1-800-SOS-BUGS and order a catalog, or you can order right online. Beneficial nematodes, trichogram wasp, all kinds of lace wings, ladybugs, all kinds of things that I recommend. They really specialize in the beneficial organisms and beneficial insects, but they carry all kinds of organic products as well. Let's get back to people around the country. Arlington, Texas next. Here's Tom. Hey, Tom.
How are you?
Good.
I have a question about crabgrass. I treat my lawn organically and was considering mixing some vinegar with water and putting on the crabgrass, and I was wondering if that would be a good solution, or if so, what would be the ratio of the vinegar to water?
The ratio is 100% vinegar, zero water.
Okay.
You put out straight vinegar if you're trying to spray and kill things. Now, are you positive this is crabgrass and not Dallas grass?
No, I'm positive.
Okay. If it's crabgrass, there's a product called AgriLawn, AgriLawn, AgriLawn crabgrass killer, and it is a fantastic selective organic herbicide. And I've used it. It works. It's great, and it's what you ought to get. It used to be called Garden Weasel crabgrass killer, and the fellow that invented it in the beginning has gotten it back from the large company, the Garden Weasel company. And you can order mail order if it's not in the stores locally. In Arlington, I'm almost positive that Gecko Hardware carries it, but probably somebody near you in Arlington would have it in stock as well. You wet the area down that you're treating, and you sprinkle or dust this material out, and it burns and kills the weeds and doesn't hurt the grass. It'll sometimes yellow the St. Augustine or Bermuda just a little bit, and then it just pops right back. But it works.
Okay. Do you have time for one other question?
Sure.
Have a small tree. It's got heart-shaped leaves. My wife believes it's a weeping pink bud. And some of the top branches on that tree, the leaves are turning brown. And as far as watering, it gets watered twice a week with a sprinkler system. And in that particular area, that sprinkler system runs about 30 minutes per cycle, twice a week.
Well, that ought to be plenty of water, unless it's unless it got dry before you started doing that, and it's dried down in deeply in the ground. Is this a tree you planted?
Yeah, it's been in the ground about 2 years.
Okay, it's probably red bud rather than pink bud.
Okay.
Look that up on dirtdoctor.com or in one of my books or whatever. It's a native tree. And as long as you've got some water down deep, you don't need to be watering it as much as you're talking about there. It's a pretty drought-tolerant little tree.
Okay.
But if the ground is super dry down below 6 inches, you know, you may be dealing with the same thing that we've talked about with the post oaks here for a while.
Yeah, I don't believe it is. When you go down 6 inches, it's still pretty moist.
Okay. You probably, if anything, are watering too much on that little native tree. Make sure it's not too deep in the ground, too. The native plants probably suffer the most being too deep in the ground and having the flare covered. So look at the photographs on the website and make sure it's dramatically exposed and above ground, even though it may end up being left in a hole if you expose it enough. That's fine. I've got that situation on some of the trees at my place.
Okay.
All right.
much.
Appreciate the call.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to Ben Wheeler and talk to Terry next. Hey, Terry.
Yes, sir. I heard you talking. Now, this may be out of your expertise, but it sounded like you knew what you were talking about, about them cowbirds. Okay, my question is bluebirds. And I've got two bluebird nests out on my rear deck, and, you know, I have had one nest. I had two broods out of it in 1 year. I don't know if it was the same parents or not. But now, are you supposed to take the nest out or leave the nest in there? Because I took the nest out that year that I know that I had two broods in there.
I've never had a bluebird nest in my life, Terry, so it is a little bit out of my territory. I tell you what I'd recommend that you do, though. On our forums on dirtdoctor.com, there is a bird part, you know, there's different categories on there, and there's one on birds, and we've got some great bird experts. If you go in there, I'm sure they could help you. Let me put you on hold if you had something else, and we'll chat off the air. Howard Garrett will be back right after this.
There's a new version of Garrett Juice coming onto the market. It's Garrett Juice Pro. And if you're a contractor, golf course superintendent, small farm, or growing operation, then these products are designed specifically for you. Green Industries is the manufacturer. It consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There's also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. To learn more or to order, call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com.
Crazy water is so good and good for you, it's crazy. Deep underground, Mother Nature infuses crazy water with lots of all-natural minerals so your body absorbs them naturally. Other mineral waters come from some factory somewhere and add synthetic minerals, also made in some factory somewhere. So, of course, your body doesn't absorb those as well. If you can't make it out to Mineral Wells, Texas, you can get all the crazy water you need at Whole Foods or Central Market. Crazy water, so good, it's crazy.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. Backed by over 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics use 12 strains of live, beneficial bacteria combined in a centuries-old Japanese fermentation process. The result is a superior supplement that enhances immunity and digestion, which helps reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way, how it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
My dogs eat only Munster Natural dog food. They do that because that's all we give them, but they really like it. When friends and relatives drop their dogs by to visit, they won't eat their own food if offered the Munster side by side. Dogs love the taste of Munster, and the ingredients are super high quality. A main point for me is the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of some of the highest quality ingredients around, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and also some unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. The chicken and rice formulas contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so it's your choice. Munster Natural pet foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area and make your dogs and cats healthier and happier.
All right, Howard, back with you. 866-444-3478 is the phone number to be with me on the show here. Here's Don in Decatur, Texas. Hi, Don.
Yes, Howard. I've got two questions.
Okay.
Chiggers in the yard.
Well, two things. Sulfur is the traditional thing, Don. If you don't overdo it, it's fine to use. Somebody was asking me by email a couple of days ago, is it okay to use powdered sulfur and or pelletizing? And the answer is yes, unless you overdo it. If you overdo it, sulfur can be very damaging to the soil. A lot of the soils in the South are deficient in sulfur, and the calcium magnesium levels kind of messed up. And sulfur will help if you put it out in a light fashion, you know, 4 pounds per 1,000 square feet or so. And that will help with chiggers. Also, beneficial nematodes, like we were talking with Sherry, will help with chiggers as well.
Okay. Good. And how about poison ivy and around the house?
Well, poison ivy is a tough one. It's, in the beginning, a physical removal situation, you know, and people that are highly allergic need to hire somebody to do that. And the trick is to dig it out so you get as much of the reproductive part of the underground part of the poison ivy pulled out as you can. Even if I recommended toxic herbicides, they don't work very well on poison ivy anyway. So physical removal is step one, and then as it tries to pop back here and there, which it will do from any little piece that's left in the ground, you spot spray with a vinegar spray or with the commercial product called Avenger, which is a delimonene natural spray. And there's another one called Monterey that's a fatty acid product. So, in other words, any of the organic herbicides will work on those little young sprouts that try to come back, but they will not work on the heavy, woody poison ivy vine.
Okay.
Sorry, I wish I had better news on that, but that's the way you have to go on poison ivy.
We've sure tried.
Okay, Don, thanks.
Thank you, Howard.
Appreciate the call. 866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. And there is an open line for you, 866-444-3478. J.D. in Stephenville is next up. Hey, J.D.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing well.
I have a comment and then a question. The people were talking about their tree sign earlier, and I've had the same thing, and I thought they didn't have a good root system, but I guess it's just the ground is so dry in my soil. I live in Bosque County, even though I call you from Eras County. just like an eighth of an inch. When we've had rain, which it has rained more in the Metroplex and more in Stephenville, it kind of circles around us. We don't get the rain. It's the black clay, and it's terrible. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like a dust bowl.
Yeah.
But I also had a couple of mesquite trees die, and not that I planted them, but, you know, I didn't think anything would kill them, and they have died. But my question is, as I'm driving around Bosque County, Eras, Somerville, and Hood, I notice along the side of the road, right along the side of the road, that there's a lot of burnt looking, like a tree will be green on 90% of it. Right above the shoulder, it looks burnt. And it's not in areas, I don't think, I know sometimes they spray chemical, but I don't think it is, and it's random. Could it be heat reflecting off the pavement doing that? Or?
Well, it could be, but I think you might be surprised about how much Roundup and other herbicides are being sprayed around the state, and that could be part of it too, JD. I see it a lot, and when
I've seen it on the county roads, state roads,
right,
back roads,
and if you see dead leaves and limbs on one side of the tree, it's a pretty good indication that that side of the root system got sprayed. And one of the big misconceptions is that Roundup is a safe product, you know, and doesn't hurt woody plants. But golf course superintendent, old golf course superintendent years ago taught me that. He showed me on a golf course where he had done some Roundup spraying and everything, and it had but just a perfect pattern of killing trees in that area. And it does it over a slow period of time, and a lot of people don't realize that's what goes on. There was a case out in North Dallas where a pavestone-like paving material was used in some medians and had a lot of small live oaks that were planted in there, and it killed dozens and dozens of trees.
Wow.
And it was from Roundup being sprayed to kill the grasses growing in the cracks of the paving material.
Gee, I didn't realize that, but I've noticed that, you know, really especially it's worse this year than any year it's been.
Well, when you combine the herbicide poisoning with the drought, then you've really got a killing situation. So I bet you that's what you're seeing.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for the information.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. See if you can talk them into not doing that anymore. It'd be a wonderful thing if we could really do that. Let's see, something that I was going to catch up on here. Have a question that's been on Facebook for a while, and it's getting some interesting response. Not nearly as much as I had hoped for. I put a question on Facebook asking for recommendations of people that do organic techniques as far as organic landscape maintenance. We need more people to recommend. And if you go on Facebook, The Dirt Doctor Howard Garrett, go in there. You can find that one. And if you've got any recommendations for retail stores or contractors or people that just come out and spray and do fertilization with the kind of things that we recommend, obviously, we'd like to know the names and develop a database here so we can help people find folks to help. And we'll talk more about that later.